Wavesound Audiobooks presents The Love of a Bad Man by Laura Elizabeth Woollett, narrated by Laura MacDonald. What hills are those, my love? Those hills so dark and low. Those are the hills of hell, my love, where you and I must go. The Demon Lover, Child Ballad 243. Blanche. Baby, wake up, he says, and he's kissing my eyelids, my cheeks, trailing his fingers over the bib of my nightgown, and he's so soft it must be a dream. Buck home. Buck home after 15 months. But the telegram was only this afternoon, and his bus won't be getting to Dallas till morning, and there's the long dusty drive after that. It's night now. The room is dark, and from the window I can feel a cool wind blowing in, bringing smells of flowering pecan and hackberry. Buck kisses me again. Wake up, baby, he says. Daddy? My voice sounds strange and syrupy thick. I've been fixing to make him a big breakfast since I heard he was getting out. Flapjacks and bacon all drowning in sweetness the way he likes. Is this real or am I dreaming? Buck laughs and I feel his ribs shaking under my hands. After all his time inside, they're jutting something awful. That's how I know he's really here, and also because he's touching me, putting his hands all up my nightgown. He kisses me on the lips, so sweet and long and glad it makes my cheeks hurt. Daddy, I try to say. He smooches my mouth corner. Daddy, how'd you get here so fast? The trunk is packed and I'm wearing a new outfit. White and gold check with fresh white gloves and white pumps to match. Buck lets out a low whistle when I come down the porch, holding my straw hat to my head. I've got me a little yellow songbird, he booms out to his ma and sister, both standing with crossed arms under the pecan tree. They don't laugh or even hardly smile. I know they think me vain for putting money into my appearance in hard times like this, but I'll be darned if I don't look my best for Buck, his first day of freedom.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?